Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 94 on December 28th, 2019. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Uniti Group, British Petroleum, and Advanced Micro Devices. And we discuss three new trades on Diamond Offshore Drilling, PayPal Holdings, and Lowe's Companies Incorporated. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. And let me just take a break and just say thank you so much for the emails. I've received a bunch this week. You guys make me laugh. I also love hearing that you participated in some of the trade ideas that have worked out. That's awesome. It really just makes me feel appreciated. I really do appreciate each of you listening to the show. It's incredible. So I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for the weekly option. Now, the equity markets enjoyed their fifth consecutive week of gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 190 points, ending the week at 28,645 points. The S&P 500 index picked up 18 points, almost 19 points, closing the week at 3,240 points on Friday. So we'll dive into the topic of the week, and the topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. If you want to learn to trade options without any calculus and confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. So the topic of the week this week is learning to understand the downside or looking for risk. So I asked the question, what can go wrong? I asked that question in everything. Now, in option trading, you can always calculate the risk of every trade, every trade. If you buy an option or a spread, your risk is limited to the amount of money you pay to purchase the options or the spread. So that's pretty simple. If you buy an option or buy a spread, all you can risk or all you can lose is the money that you paid, nothing more. If you sell a naked call option, your risk is unlimited because the stock can go up indefinitely higher in theory. If you sell a naked put, meaning, and when I say naked, that means unhedged. So I just sell a put, a naked put, your risk is limited to the value of the stock because the price of the stock cannot go below zero. So if I sell a 25 strike put, then $2,500 is what's at risk. If I sell a 25 strike call option, my risk is unlimited. It can't be quantified because that stock could go from 25 in theory to 25 million while I own that option. Now, if you sell a spread, it's simply the difference between the strikes minus the amount of money you received when you sold the spread. So that's why I like selling spreads, is because it reduces the risk from having this unlimited notion to a very defined risk right up front. So we know this stuff. If you don't understand option risk, please study it until you understand it like the back of your hand, because understanding this will save you your hard-earned money, right? If you don't understand risk, you will most likely find a way to lose the money that you've allocated to learn to trade. So learn to understand risk. But let's go deeper. Let's consider your goals for the new year. And I know a couple of weeks ago, I talked about, your trading goals. I think it was two episodes ago, it was episode 92, we discussed trading goals. So let's consider your trading goals or any of your goals for the new year. Most people plan for their success to go in a straight line, just higher and higher, upwards at a 45 degree angle, or it goes straight up, parabolic, like some stock that just got a great new piece of news. Well, accomplishing your goals for next year isn't just about starting, it's about finishing, right? And if you never consider that things can knock you off track, then you're not going to be ready when they do. So start off by asking yourself, what can go wrong? What is it that could happen that could knock me off track? And then plan for how you will get back on track to achieve your goals, right? I always plan for perfection. I want my goals to just go right on track, up and up and up. But I also plan for some bumps. I plan for bumps in my trading, which is why whenever I lose money on a week-to-week basis, it's okay because I know that I understand option risk enough to try to either mitigate the risk or possibly create a trade that's going to make money. I plan for some bumps to happen. That way I have a better chance of accomplishing my end goal, which in trading is just making more money, growing the size of my account. And my other goals in life, it might be accomplishing a dream that I've had since I was a kid. So in trading and in life, ask yourself what can go wrong. Then plan your next step for overcoming the bumps on the road. It's true for trading and it's true for life. And that's it for my soapbox for 2020. I don't want to be a motivational speaker, but those of you who know me, a few of you know me in real life, but if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you might get the sense that I am an optimist. I'm an extreme optimist. I can find the silver lining. The sun is going to come out tomorrow. I mean, that's the way I am. But because of trading taught me to also, like, I can be an optimist, but I also need to consider that a storm is coming and there might be rain at my picnic. So I have to consider how I'm going to protect myself. So I challenge you over this next year to learn to do that. And it's not a point, you don't have to fear risk. You don't have to fear what could happen. You just have to expect that something is going to happen that might not fit your plan perfectly. But if you plan for bumps on the road, then you'll be ready for it. So let's get into the review of last week's trades. So we did a covered call on Uniti Group, symbol U as in uniform, N as in November, I as in India, T as in Tango. At the time, the stock was trading for $8.25 a share. We looked at buying that stock and selling the January 9 call at 40 cents, hoping for a 13.94% return in 4 weeks. Well, shares of Uniti Group gained 5 cents last week, closing at $8.30 on Friday. The January 9 call we sold can be repurchased for 35 cents, marking a gain of 5 cents on the option as well. So that means we have a net gain of 10 cents on the trade from last week. Now, we clearly entered this trade for more than a dime of profit, so there's no need to close the trade. Prices are moving in the right direction, actually. And so I would hold this trade until either it reaches its break-even point or until it expires. Remember, our goal of roughly 14% in 1 month is aggressive, but still feasible if the stock finishes above $9 per share in 3 weeks. Let's look at our credit spread. We did a credit spread on BP, British Petroleum, symbol B as in Bravo, P as in Papa. At the time, the stock was trading for $37.85, and we sold the January 38-39 call spread at 34 cents, which can yield a maximum possible loss of 66 cents. Well, BP stock gained 1 cent, that's right, one whole penny, ending the week at $37.86. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold for 34 cents can be repurchased for 36 cents, which is a loss of 2 cents per spread. Now, if we were to sell more of the spread, you would do so at 32 cents, which is 2 cents less than we purchased. So essentially, the midpoint of the spread value is where we entered the trade. This is not a bad thing at all. We have, with 1 week of time value, has left the trade already. So the stock has barely moved. And if it moves slowly in any direction, whether it's up or down, that actually benefits this position. It's a function of being short gamma on the trade, but we don't cover, I don't cover the Greeks like Delta, Gamma, Theta, Vega, Rho. So, I mean, those concepts can get rather confusing. And even for professional traders, there are a lot of guys that just don't understand gamma, let alone short gamma. But just think about it like this. A portion of the option value, a portion of its pricing, takes into consideration the likelihood of this option finishing in the money. And when prices move slowly, it's less likely that that option will finish in the money before expiration. And we want this spread's value to evaporate all the way down to zero. So this is a good thing. We don't mind prices moving slowly, because if they don't move at all, or they just continue to move a penny a week, that just means it's more and more likely that it's going to expire being worthless, which is perfect because we sold the spread. We want this spread's value to go to zero. So keep an eye on the trade and be aware of the break-even point. But certainly at this point, there's no adjustment to be made on it. And then finally, last week, we looked at a debit spread on advanced micro devices, symbol A as in alpha, M as in Mike, D as in Delta. At the time, the stock was trading for $44.15 per share. I looked at buying the January 43-44 call spread, paying 60 cents, which gives a maximum gain of 40 cents or a 67% return in 4 weeks. It's a lot of return. But AMD stock actually rose $2.03 per share, closing at $46.18 at the end of the week. The in the money call spread that we bought is even more in the money now. So the spread finished the week 5 cents higher than we bought it. Now, if you were to sell it, you'd collect a whole 5 cents. However, none of you would dare do such a thing. I know that, because at the rate the stock is going, we will actually collect that 67% return on our trading capital in 3 weeks. I mean, how many other trades you put on and get, I mean, the way that works out, if you 40 cents on 60 cents, you get 40 cents of return on top of that 60 cents that you paid. That's 67% return in three more weeks. So, you know, as they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. There's no adjustments needed for this trade either. Definitely keep an eye on it. But as long as this stock stays above $44 a share, this spread will end being worth a dollar. So we paid 60 cents for something that will hopefully finish being worth a dollar. That's why I like option spreads. Right off the bat, you know, you get a chance to make that sort of return in such a short amount of time. It's just unreal. It still, you know, makes my jaw drop sometimes. So that's it for last week's trades. Let's look at this week's trade ideas for this week. And it's just crazy to me to think that we are at the end of 2019. Not that I'm going to get sappy or anything, but these are your last three trades on this podcast for the year. Dun, 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 like the year. Just let it like hit with a thud. So we'll start off with a covered call as usual. This week I'm looking at one I hadn't touched before, and that's Diamond Offshore Drilling, symbol D as in Delta, O as in Oscar. The stock ended the week priced at $6.77. I'm looking at buying that stock and then selling the January 7 call at 64 cents. That could yield a 12.85% return in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying Diamond Offshore stock for $6.77 and selling the January 7 call at 64 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $7 per share, and the break-even price on this is $6.13 per share. Our next trade for this upcoming week is a credit spread on PayPal. PayPal Holdings, symbol P as in Papa, Y as in Yankee, P as in Papa, L as in Lima. Stock ended the week at $109.40 per share, and I'm looking at selling the January 109-108 put spread at 38 cents. That can give us a maximum possible loss of 62 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the January 109 put at $1.91 and concurrently buying the January 108 put for $1.53. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $109 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $108.62. And then our final trade of the year is, sorry y'all, I've had some caffeine. Final trade is going to be a debit spread. We're looking at Lowe's Companies, symbol L as in Lima, O as in Oscar, W as in whiskey. Stock finished the week at $120.23 per share. I'm looking at just buying the January 119-120 call spread, paying 66 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 34 cents, or that's a 51.52% return in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the Jan 119 call for $2.95 and selling the January 120 call at $2.29. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $120 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $119.66 per share. Now, of course, this is the final episode of 2019. Like I mentioned, it's just, where did this year go? It just flew by. So I'd like to wish everyone a happy and very safe new year. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you in 2020. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.